Here in Southern California, a public memorial was held yesterday for five firefighters. They were killed fighting a wildfire authorities say was started by an arsonist, a fire that burned more than 60 square miles in the mountains near Palm Springs. The memorial service drew thousands of area residents along with dignitaries and firefighters from across the country. From member station KPCC, Stephen Cuevas reports.
Before the ceremony began, a long motorcade of turquoise-colored fire vehicles quietly rolled into Hyundai Pavilion in San Bernardino. One crew, though, was missing, Engine 57, overrun by flames on the first morning of the Esperanza fire. Surviving crew members from the same district escorted mourning relatives to the front of the amphitheater, which was festooned with flowers and large portraits of the five fallen firefighters.
The loss of these five brave men was a devastating tragedy.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was among the many state, county, and federal officials that paid tribute. He related personal stories about each of the five firefighters, including one about the assistant engine operator, Jason McKay.
6 hours before the 27-year-old fireman died, he called his sweetheart, and which, by the way, he planned to formally propose to at Christmas time. And he said, "Sweetie, this one looks bad. I love you." And then he went off to do his job, because that is what firefighters do.
Warm autumn temperatures and brisk winds served as cruel reminder of the kind of conditions that helped fuel a wildfire that scorched more than 63 square miles, destroyed 36 homes, and felled an entire firefighting crew. Last week, authorities arrested the man suspected of starting the Esperanza wildfire. Raymond Lee Euler of Beaumont, California, was charged with multiple counts of first-degree murder and arson. He's pleaded not guilty. For the many gathered on this day, the memorial was a way to relieve some of the grief and much of the anger that the fire has caused. These firefighters were woven deep into the fabric of the mountain communities they protected, a place where the threat of fire is as much a way of life as the changing of the seasons. San Bernardino National Forest Fire Chief Mike Dietrich equated arson with terrorism.
"The scourge of arson is nothing less than domestic terrorism. I'm here to tell you that if this fire had started a few hours earlier, or if the wind had blown a little harder, much of the community could not have been evacuated in time."
Among the last to eulogize the firefighters was United States Regional Forester Bernie Weingart. He spoke of the toll that wildfire arson has taken on this and other communities throughout Southern California.
"We've lost five courageous men, but we have not forgotten that others have lost their homes, beloved pets, and many precious memories and dreams. There are also victims of arson, and their loss is as deep to them as our fallen brothers are to us."
At the ceremony's conclusion, the fading notes of Amazing Grace are met with a rumbling of engines from above. Flying in formation, one behind the other, a trio of fire service air tankers and helicopters. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Riverside County, California.